Hello and welcome to the Lifestyled Podcast. I'm your host, Erin, a graphic designer and digital creator, helping you build brand through authentic storytelling and stylish design. On this podcast, you'll find open-minded conversations with creatives and entrepreneurs and discussions around things like mindset, brand building, and so much more. With that said, let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Lifestyled Podcast. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about inspiration. This is going to be a solo episode, just you and me, and we're going to be diving into why you're lacking inspiration. And plain and simple, right off the bat, I personally think new situations bring new inspiration. That's it. We could end the whole episode here, but I digress. I do want to speak on this a little bit more, but that's basically it. Putting yourself in new situations, new things is what brings inspiration. So if you're finding yourself in a little bit of a creative rut or you're lacking inspiration majorly right now, do not worry because you're definitely not alone. I feel like over the past 2 years or so, I think a lot of us have lost a bit of that creative spark. You know, when you're in the same environment 24/7, you're looking at the same four walls all day, it's not always easy for sparkly new ideas to come to you. I'm typically, you know, more of a creative soul, and I found the past few years very difficult for that. And, you know, being stuck inside and really only having home to go to or my daily walks, I found it quite draining on my creative spirit and finding it hard to find new ideas for things because I am someone who really likes to explore and visit new places or try different things, and that was obviously non-existent, so it made things quite difficult. But for this podcast, I want to share a few ways I like to get inspired and things that sort of help my creative juices get to be flowing again when I'm in a little bit of a rut. So I would say one of my all-time favorite ways is people watching and just being able to take in the scenery. So one of my favorite pastimes is going and sitting at a cafe just by myself, go enjoy a coffee, have a little croissant or a snack, and just watch people as they walk by or how they interact within the cafe, or things like looking at people's style, how they paired things together, the colors, the patterns, even how they carry themselves. I also really enjoy being able to fully take in the environment that's around me. So looking at art on the walls, looking at the light fixtures, the furniture, the tables, the chairs, maybe looking out the windows at architecture across the street. All of that I find, I don't know, I really love soaking all of that up. And I think that there's just something that can be gained by paying attention to your surroundings and being open to that possible inspiration coming through. It really doesn't matter either what industry you're in, because inspiration can come from anywhere. So, you know, I'm a graphic designer, but I often gain inspiration from the fashion world or from gardening or interior decor, just all of that stuff. You really just have to be open to it and allow things to spark your creativity and inspiration and apply it to the field that you're in. Another thing that I find brings me new inspiration is visiting somewhere new, obviously. So whether it's places like museums, galleries, concerts, shows, restaurants, cafes, like I mentioned, different shops, visiting different cities, visiting different places within your own city, all of these things, anything that's outside of your typical day-to-day. I also find that I'm very drawn to places with a funky atmosphere that I can really vibe with, which makes me want to like take in my surroundings even more. So moral of this whole story is if you never do anything outside of your day-to-day, then you're missing out on new inspiration. And it doesn't even have to be anything big, just something new. something different. I'm in London currently, and I recently went to the Victoria and Albert Museum. I actually had to go over 2 days because I spent so long there on the first day, and there was still more I wanted to see, but I was so tired. So I was like, I'm going to come back the next day. But they had a load of really interesting stuff. And they had a fashion section, which I found very fascinating. You kind of walk through the circle where they had fashion over the years, starting in, like, I forget when it started, maybe the 1800s it started. So you could see pieces from the 1800s and sort of how things evolved all the way up until more of the present day, which I found really, really cool. Anyways, they had in one of the sections, they had a few different outfits up with a Vogue magazine on a table. And the Vogue magazine was from 1927, and the cover was an illustration. And I was just so fascinated by this. I loved the artwork on the cover. And that's something so cool. Like, Vogue has been around forever, and just the evolution of it throughout the years. Anyways, I'm really drawn to like 1800s and also like 1920s and 30s. Sort of vibe. So I just found that really fascinating and something that I really gained a lot of inspiration from. So yeah, maybe even take a trip to a museum near you and see what you can soak up, because you might be surprised what sticks out at you. So my last way I like to get inspired, I wouldn't necessarily say this is getting inspiration, but it's being outside. And I find being outside, it doesn't necessarily give you like that aha moment of inspiration, but it's more of that quiet disconnection. It's that disconnection where you can sort of settle with your own thoughts a little bit and remember what truly resonates with you without all of the extra noise and clutter around. I actually find that most of my ideas come to me when I'm on walks, and that's because I'm completely disconnected from everything, and I can sort of hear myself thinking again. And usually I find that's when things, like, I don't know, my mind starts turning a little bit. I like to daydream off a little bit. I like to, you know, think of what I could be doing in the future, all of these things. I don't know. I find just being disconnected a little bit is where you're able to come back to yourself more, which can often bring in that new inspiration for you. So it might not be like the aha moment, like when you're at the museum and you're like, oh, this is so cool. You know, I could put my own spin on something like this, but it's more of like, okay, what, come back to me, like bring it all back to myself, and what rings true to me and my reality and how I want things to manifest in my life and come into fruition. So I think all of it is equally as important. So those are sort of the top ways I bring inspiration back to me when I am lacking. And I mean, that was clearly very difficult during the pandemic over the past few years, but now that things are opening up again and we're able to, you know, explore our cities and different cities and head back to museums and cafes and all of these things, it's much easier to get inspired by our surroundings a little bit. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I want to leave you with a little question as always. So what can you do within the next week that's different, that's outside of your routine, that is going to bring you, hopefully bring you a little bit of inspiration, whether that's taking a different walk, whether that's going to a coffee shop by yourself, or maybe visiting a museum in your city or your town. Anything like that that's going to help spark maybe a little bit of new inspiration. What can you do within the next week or so? And other than that, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will catch you next week.